I believe you are a ghost, and you jump from person to person and find me each time.
Courtney Love, the one-time frontwoman of the grunge rock group Hole, widow of Kurt Cobain, and she of the often tattered image, is still pushing boundaries. This time, though, they're all her own. Has it been difficult to find your way back to theater? Because it's been a long time.
Well, I would say even more than that, I've actually never done any musical theater before.
Love is starring in Kansas City Choir Boy at the American Repertory Theater. Billed as a theatricalized concept album, the show is a series of glimpses into a doomed relationship. We find two souls once ferociously in love, now just as far apart as can be. Love stars alongside Todd Almond, who wrote the music and lyrics.
They are Midwestern cool kids, and we catch them from their first sexual encounter to through their marriage.
What's different about young love versus anywhere else, any other time in your life?
I think it just gets in you the deepest, you know, sort of affects you at your core. Maybe you're just more a raw nerve at that moment, or you just don't have as much life experience, and so that love feels monumental because it's so new.
But the couple falls victim to the frailty of youth. Almond's unnamed character is content to live out life sitting in front of the television in their Kansas City home. But his wife, a singer named Athena, played by Love, is unfulfilled. Seduced by the allure and promise of New York, she leaves him. In some respects, this is Courtney Love's story. How do you relate to that?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, easily. I mean, I guess. You know, I was grew up in several small towns, and I was out of there as fast as I could possibly haul ass. So, yeah, I can relate to it.
What was it that propelled you out of there? What made you need to get out of there?
Out of Portland, because there was no music scene. I wanted a band, and I wanted to act, and so I just was drawn to New York. I was drawn to LA really young, like 16, to just because I didn't want to live my life in Portland, Oregon. So
she landed as far away from a quiet upbringing as one can get, rampaging from the concert stage into drug addiction and tabloid meltdowns, but at the same time cementing a successful recording and film career. Theater has been her one unsatisfied dream. So is this something that you've always wanted to do? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I once tried out for the Mickey Mouse Club. I mean, I didn't get an agent when I was a kid, but I was in a lot of productions at Portland Civic Theater.
Fast forward some 40 years later, and Todd Almond has scored his dream partner. Kansas City Choir Boy, he says, evolved and became electric with Love.
Courtney comes in with all sorts of artistic ammunition, and of course you want to embrace that in theater. And so a lot of the music we rethought and tailored to Courtney's power, you know, and so that was a huge gift to the piece. I think it changed, I think, for the better, you know, in lots of big, exciting ways. It made it burst into life with Courtney.
For the show's New York run, critics marveled at the pair's chemistry. Courtney Love does, too.
Well, he's my rock, and I, if I'm a little tired or if I'm a little like, you know, we've done this before, I can look in his eyes and always find some more excitement in there and some more challenge.
We thought we could do just a little snippet of two things, right?
Yes.
It's an intimate chemistry offstage as well, even in our studio. As the pair ready a number from the show, Love is supremely conscientious, mindful of every last lyric.
What do you want to do first?
We'll do the one I'm on.
Okay.
And is it, it's that... Right?
This.
Oh. Oh. I messed up last night. I'm so sorry.
No, you did it right last night.
No, I didn't. I said I said that.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Thank you for forgiving me.
When they do perform, her voice is raw and soulful. Allman's lyrics, poetic.
Let's go back in time through my TV. Oh, even further till we're black and white. Oh, even further, oh, even further. Oh, even further till we're black and white. Let's go back in time through my TV. Oh, even further till we're black and white. I get to do this wonderful music every night, which is great. And it was hard to learn because it's not four to the floor rock and roll. It's like sophisticated, and there's strings, and there's pauses, and there's things that I normally wouldn't do. There's some rocking moments, but there's not a trillion of them. So,
is it difficult?
It was. It's second nature now. So I mean, Todd's got such good taste. He's so tasteful.
Jared Bowen, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
When I say.